أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكأي من قرية عتت عن أمر ربها ورسله فحاسبناها حسابا شديدا وعذبناها عذابا نكرا فذاقت وبال أمرها وكان عاقبة أمرها خسرا أعد الله لهم عذابا شديدا فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب الذين آمنوا قد أنزل الله إليكم ذكرا صدق الله العظيم. After discussing some of the rules of talaq and that of iddat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of the past, the communities of the past, in a very general form. And Allah says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ عَتَتْ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهَا وَرُسُولِهِ, that how many a village, how many a town that went forth in arrogance of the commandments of their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent the first simple command, bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they did not bring, they violated the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to that. There were other guidances that the prophets would give them, and again they would violate those simple things that were told to them. So, atat an amri rabbiha wa rusulihi, together with that, various anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam were chosen, handpicked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of these people and for the guidance of their communities. So these Nabis, these Rasuls had gone, warned them, spoke to them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were oblivious of the tawheed, of the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat, of the message of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. فَحَاسَبَنَاهَا حِسَابًا شَدِيدًا وَعَذَّبَنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of two aspects. One was, then we took them to account, a very severe accountability. The severe accountability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here, some of the commentators have said that this will happen on the day of Qiyamah. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken in the past tense to show that certainly, most certainly it will happen. So there is certainty in this that it is going to happen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take the accountability. But if we look at it in a different way, that every day there is an accountability that is being taken place, the malaika writing down our amal, and the very fact that they are writing down our deeds, that is an accountability, that is an accounting that is taking place in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. وَعَذَّبَنَاهَا عَذَابًا نُكْرًا, and we will punish them a punishment, or we had punished them a punishment that is very severe. Now again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the past tense to show the certainty that it would most certainly happen. فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them in various ways, the different communities, the different nations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down in this world. Allah sent different anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them respite, Allah gave them time, but obviously they did not take heed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَاقَتْ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهَا, and they tasted the punishment of their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ عَقِبَةُ أَمْرِهَا خُسْرًا, and the end, the last, the consequences of everything else would be a certain loss that will take place. This loss would be with certainty, and that loss will be the greatest loss, and that is the loss of the day of Qiyamah. That will be the greatest calamity, because then it will be doom forever and ever. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah Rabbul Izzat has prepared for them a very severe punishment. Now coming to the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers, Ya ulil albab, O people of intelligence, Alladhina amanu, who have brought iman. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about us in a very glowing term, and that is that when you have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fact that you have left everything, you have left all the gods of this world, you have brought iman in Allah, you have left the way of life of everyone else, and you have chosen to follow the way and the commandments of Allah, the tariqah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is sufficient to know, to show that you have that intelligence, you have the capacity of that intelligence. Then Allah says, قَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ ذِكْرًا. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the reminder to you. Now this reminder could be this Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, because from the beginning to the end, the Quran reminds us about Allah. It connects us and it links us to Allah Rabbul Izzat. It speaks about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reminds us about our responsibilities, our duties, and that reminder could be the person that reminds, and that is our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala has given us the rules of the Quran, like in this particular surah, that of talaq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that those that violated the commandments of Allah, for them it was destruction upon destruction, and we should follow all the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.